Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevins with us. Rich, I just want to let you know that I get calls here at the farm. Some people have our phone number. And your name comes up a lot. They really appreciate what you do. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank
please
you
continue.
To you and you to the listeners as well, Vince. And I think people are just getting tired of hypocrisy, double standards. They're getting tired of lies and all this propaganda. And too many people have bought and paid for. And we are not at USAPrepares.com. We stick up for the little guy. We stick up for the constitutional rule of law. We think we stick up for duly elected presidents. We stick up for common sense and logic. And the rule of law, and we have it, you know, it's so obvious how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. And all these things need to come into the light. And the silent majority must be no more. We must all be questioning the tools of propaganda that they use to divide us every day. Vince?
No, Rich, you mentioned lies and propaganda. Here's a story that is on Zero Hedge. And I want to read this. So before you comment, listen to the whole thing, please. And an urgent safety message came out from the Detectives Endowment Association. And this would be of the New York Police Department. So the New York Police Department Detectives Endowment Association tweeted on Monday that there were three officers were intentionally poisoned by one or more workers at the Shake Shack at 200 Broadway in Manhattan. And the tweet also said that none of the officers were seriously harmed. It should say none of the officers was seriously harmed, but English, I guess, was not their forte. The message said, quote, "Tonight, three of our fellow officers were intentionally poisoned by one or more workers at the Shake Shack at 200 Broadway in Manhattan. Fortunately, they were not seriously harmed. Please see the safety alert." And then they had a safety alert. End quote. Now, it goes on to say, there's another quote, when New York, this is from the New York City Police Benevolent Association, when, quote, when New York City police officers cannot even take a meal without coming under attack, it is clear that the environment in which we work has deteriorated to a critical level. We cannot afford to let our guard down for even a moment, end quote. Now, it's from the New York City Police Benevolent Association. Now, let me tell you what happened. Headline, and this is all in the same story. And this is Zero Hedge. Quote, NYPD chief detective says, no criminality after officers sickened at Shake Shack. According to the New York Police Department chief detective Rodney Harrison, there was no criminality by Shake Shack's employees. And he did not elaborate. After a thorough investigation by NYPD's Manhattan South investigators, it has been determined that there was no criminality by the Shake Shack employees, which raises some questions, right? Were any other customers affected? That's an important question. So the results of the investigation appeared to be this. Did the recovered cups and contents possess bleach-like contaminants? That's a good question. Did the officers actually ingest chemicals? That's a good question. Did they make it all up? That's a good question. So now what we're finding out is that three police officers say they were sickened, and the investigation says that there was no criminality by the people at Shake Shack. But the reports by the by the Detectives Endowment Association says, tonight, three of our fellow officers were intentionally poisoned by one or more of the workers at Shake Shack. So the Police Endowments Association is saying that the workers, one or more, intentionally poisoned three cops. The investigation by the cops say, no, they didn't. So here we have a completely mixed message in one story. And normally it would be multiple stories having mixed messages, and even simultaneously. But now we have mixed messages in one story. So the question is, were the cops intentionally poisoned? Did they make it up? Which is it? Well, according to the New York Police Department's chief detective, there was no criminality. That may lead you to ask the question, did the cups come with bleach in them? Or is this all made up? Or did the mix that, you know, when you pull a lever, did the mix of this shake come with chlorine in it? Did someone do a lousy job rinsing the machine with chlorine and didn't completely clean the machine? Which is it? What is it? We don't know. But Shake Shack, I am sure, is going to see a decline in sales as a result of this report. All of them will. People say, hey, don't go to Shake Shack. What are you kidding? You're going to get poisoned. So is this another story for the police to say, oh, woe is me? You know, it's so hard being a cop. You know, it's to take my life in my hands every day. Is that what this is all about? I don't know. But everything is a question to me. I don't believe anything anymore. Nothing. Any comments, Rick Sheehan?
Yeah. Could this be a Jussie Smollett syndrome example? And what I mean by that, could the cops have actually maybe put bleach in their shake or just to say, hey, everybody's against me? I don't know. Could this top detective who said it wasn't a crime, could he have been paid off for future promotions, money under the table? Was he threatened or intimidated? See, could be that too. How about all the New York cops? Now, to all the New York cops who are listening to this show right now, to all the police officers, and Vince will agree, I stick up for police officers probably more than, just as much as anybody who really does. I stick
almost as much, almost as much as I do.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. And that was pretty obvious with the sarcasm there, folks. You know, I try to call a spade, but I want to talk to New York police officers directly here. And I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. Apparently, from my connections and from what I've read between the lines, Anthony Weiner's computer had things like pedophilia on there, had Hillary Clinton crimes, had a lot of stuff on there. And a lot of you cops knew what was on there. In fact, I remember reading about a top cop who got a cush job for keeping his mouth shut. Now, to all the police officers out there, you know, when you want credibility, when you want validity, when you want respect, and you hear things like this, of all those people who knew about Anthony Weiner's computer, and not one whistleblower regarding being a proponent of the rule of law came forward because you were afraid to lose your paycheck, your benefits, and your pension over principle. Now, all this white male privilege, you know, like here's an article here, Trump interview with Michael Savage. We're filing a big lawsuit Friday to stop mail-in voting. Well, of course, everybody agrees with that who has common sense and believes in the Constitution and rule of law. Of course, mail-in voting would be a rigged situation. Everybody knows that. Every baby in the forest knows that. But all this white male privilege, I want you to think about this, whether you're a cop, whether you're voting, whether you're Black Lives Matter, all this BS. When 93% of us, the bottom 93% is being used and we're being poisoned against each other. And I'm going to go back in time, and I've mentioned this before. When I tried to get it, when I was in 1979, I was bench pressing 365 pounds. I could have been a great New York fireman. And that was the year the women's group sued, and they couldn't pass the physical test, so they demanded to lower the bars of standard and expectations for a job. So hard work, proven results, and qualifications never meant so little as they do today in America. And then the same people. When I got a degree in forestry to try to leave New York to come out to Montana to work for the New York U.S. Forest Service, the same people demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations. They would not hire me. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room with no education and no experience. And then when I was working for GlaxoSmithKline, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. I asked for a part-time job share. Human resources told me to my face they were for women only. Lawyers told me I did not have enough group self-pity points. Lawyers told me that if I was a female and the same thing happened to me, I would have a $10 million lawsuit by the end of the day. So the same people who demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations demand no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for anybody affected. And guess what you're doing? And yes, I'm being repetitive on this, because you've enabled and protected the most corrupt companies in the country and in the world. You've given them liability. These are the companies that are giving us synthetic drugs. These are the companies that are basically not curing disease, but manufacturing the reduction of symptoms for the disease, and want to give us vaccines with total liability immunity. We have destroyed capitalism. We're enforcing fraud, illegitimacy, and fascism while we are allowing the super wealthy to take money out of our pockets and give it to them. We have given free lunch by allowing divide and conquer strategies to occur. Now, here's a few articles here. I've mentioned them on the air, and I'm going to do it again. GlaxoSmithKline pleads guilty, pays out billions of dollars for federal criminal and civil inquiries, illegal promotion of some of its products, failure to report safety data, and you want them to create your vaccines, right? Alleged false price reporting as part of the healthcare fraud settlement, defrauding Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. So Medicare, Social Security. So when your Social Security, folks, is worth nothing, and you're giving pensions to government workers who are as much as 10, 20 times the monthly payout in pensions, and you're funding them, are you going to go to GlaxoSmithKline's management and ask for your money? This is what happens when you give these companies liability immunity.
Oh, Rich, you mentioned go to GlaxoSmithKline and ask for money. I believe that's what you said. I think the time for asking is over. I think the rioters are telling everyone in government, we're not asking for anything now. We're telling you this is the way it's going to be. We've had it. We've absolutely had it. Rich Even, I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. He's in Montana. I'm in Missouri. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you. I was talking about GlaxoSmithKline and how we can't have this different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in for the sake of certain benevolence and political correctness and phony everything. It's all phony. It's all made up. Okay, GlaxoSmithKline fabricated drug data and lied to the FDA. These are the articles I have in my hand, okay? I have them in my hand. But you got to remember something. They defrauded Medicare out of billions of dollars, okay? That's Social Security. Same thing Bill Clinton. He took out gazillions of dollars, replaced it with IOUs. So the people who are funding government pensions are running out of money. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally released concentrated live polio virus in the environment in Belgium. How many people got sick, maybe died from that? How about this? U.S. media blackout. Italian court rules vaccine cause autism. This was a GlaxoSmithKline product. You really want GlaxoSmithKline and the pharmaceutical companies to give you vaccines? Farrakhan is right. But it shouldn't just not be not taken by the black community. It should be by the bottom 93%. GlaxoSmithKline was even caught paying out $63 million to vaccine victims. And who got the majority of that? Probably the lawyers. Nothing is to benefit the little guy. Here's an article right here. Soaring food and energy costs spark rebound in producer prices. You think that helps the little guy? When you print money left and right and you lose purchasing power and they're asking you to pay for it through taxation and inflation on top of it? Next article, third of renting Americans worried about next payment as recovery. You think that's helping out all this rioting and looting and destroying of businesses and murder and rape and mayhem? You really think that's helping out the little guy when they can't even come up with rent payments? And then think about this. You talk about absurd moments in history of capital markets. Hertz, you know, the car rental place, plans to sell up to $1 billion in new bankrupt stock. How does that even make sense? And next article, Ukraine intercepts $6 million cash bribe to stop Burisma investigation. You think that has anything to do with Joe and Hunter Biden? Really? Does that question even need to be answered? Next article, tweets are reason to keep prosecuting General Flynn. Judge said because Trump is tweeting too much, we need to keep prosecuting Michael Flynn. Can you believe this? Trump, not only is his tweets getting censored and edited, I mean, I'm not even in my own house because I'm on the alternative media. I've been demonetized for years. A lot of my phone calls aren't coming in. I'm not getting emails. It's unbelievable what's going on right now. And here's an article by Ben Carson. Stop being offended by everything and grow up. Apparently that was to Stacey Abrams and the Democrat Party. You know, we've gotten to the point where truth doesn't matter. It's all about holding the narrative and creating the propaganda and hoaxes behind it. They start out with where they want people to be, where they want things to be, and everything is acting in theater to get there. Doesn't matter if people get murdered or raped or lose their businesses or lose their homes or they go on fire or they eliminate the rule of law. See, this is what delegitimization of work has set the stage for. It's created precedents to eliminate the validity of the rule of law. It's created precedents to where hard work, proven results, and qualifications in America today mean less than it ever has because of victim group or protectionist group status. Okay? So when you demand to lower the bars of standards in the job, you demand no rights or restitution under the rule of law, and then you enable and protect the most corrupt companies in the world and give them liability immunity while allowing wealth inequality and distribution of wealth while everything is about what group you're in, your hyphen, your pronoun, and individuality means nothing. Can you connect the dots? America's being destroyed by all this propaganda, hypocrisy, and double standards and brainwashing. We're being used as pawns. We're being played. We're being conned. We're being duped.
Yeah. And that's what the rioting's all about. We'll be right back right after these bottom of the hour commercial announcements.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. U.S. retail sales jumping by a record 17.7% from April to May as spending partially rebounded after the coronavirus had shut down businesses, flattened the economy, and paralyzed consumers during the previous 2 months. Ken Perkins is a retail analyst.
All in all, this was an excellent month for retailers with the sharp bounce back in sales that we saw from what were record lows in April.
Perkins was speaking there to CBS News. Still, the pandemic's damage to retail sales remains severe, with purchases still down by over 6% from a year ago. President Trump is set to sign an executive order on police reforms in a few hours. He says he'll be offering up solutions in a comprehensive order about justice and safety. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Could this be a year without Major League Baseball? Well, the Players Association says they are disgusted after League Commissioner Rob Manfred reversed course yesterday on some comments he had made earlier about the league's chances to have a 2020 season. Manfred saying yesterday he is no longer confident there will be one. Just a week ago, he declared baseball would be, quote, unequivocally played this year. The association and MLB owners have failed to agree, though, on a proposal to begin the season after its coronavirus shutdown. Scientists at the University of Nottingham are estimating there could be more than 30 civilizations of intelligent life in our Milky Way galaxy. The civilizations would all be at minimum about 17,000 light years away from us, though, which would make them practically impossible to communicate with using our current technology, though perhaps they have better technology. The estimate is based on the assumption that life forms in the same way and in the same time frame as it does here on Earth. The European Space Agency's NASA-launched Solar Orbiter made its first relatively close pass of the Sun yesterday, getting as close as 48 million miles from it. That's about halfway between the Earth and the Sun, but the closest that a man-made orbiter has ever passed by the big star. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I've been thinking about a lot of the things that you've been saying during the last hour and 34 minutes. And what I've come up with is that there's a difference between USA Preparers and its instructors versus all the other broadcasters and their guests. And the difference is that we actually live what we talk about. They just talk about it. So we actually do it, and they talk about it. That's one thing. Another thing, I was listening to you talk about discrimination at GSK, GlaxoSmithKline. I've been to GlaxoSmithKline. I saw their optical data system where they took me to the inner sanctum, where they showed me how they were recording trials and data and their experiences with drugs to optical disc back in the mid-80s, which was a revolutionary technology. I saw it firsthand. So I was there. I was at GlaxoSmithKline. and I was listening to your story about discrimination. Well, I've been discriminated against, too. I remember pumping gas at the gas station, and this guy pulled up in this car, and he had a sticker on his car that said he was going to the university that I was trying to get into, the same one my dad graduated from, and I could not get in. And those were the days of reverse discrimination. So if you were white, lots of luck. You weren't going in. You're getting in. And so I couldn't go to that university. And I really appreciate it because in the long run, it worked out better for me. But in the short run, it was pretty painful. So I have experienced, you know, a little bit of discrimination as well. And that was, what was that called? That was called affirmative action. That's where we take affirmative action to put people in positions that should no way be there. That's what affirmative action means to me. Now, I'm sure there's a politically more correct description of what that means. But you mentioned, I believe you mentioned, that the current administration is weighing $1 trillion for infrastructure to spur the economy. Is that correct?
That is correct. I want to hear where it's going.
Okay, well, sir.
Go to our listeners.
It is absolutely terrible. And that's the thing I was telling you that's going to make you angry. If you're part of this class, it's going to make you angry. So, MSN, mainstream media, MSN.com. Headlines, Trump, quote, Trump team weighs $1 trillion for infrastructure to spur economy, end quote. This is this morning. Okay, this is an article this morning. Quote, the Trump administration is preparing nearly a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal as part of its push to spur the world's largest economy back to life, according to people familiar with the plan. A preliminary version is being prepared by the Department of Transportation that would reserve most of the money for traditional infrastructure work like roads and bridges, but would also set aside funds for 5G wireless infrastructure and rural broadband, the people said. 5G. If that doesn't want to make your blood boil, I don't know what will. Goes on to say, lawmakers who attended a closed-door meeting with the president in February 2018 said he told them he'd support a 25 cent per gallon increase in gas taxes. But President Trump never publicly endorsed it. Okay. Republicans who don't want to raise taxes and Democrats, it drew opposition from Republicans who don't want to raise taxes and Democrats worried about the impact on low income populations. End quote. Now, let's talk about this. Let's talk about fuel taxes. So the average fuel tax in the United States right this moment is 53 cents a gallon. So whatever you pay at the pump, there's the price of the gasoline, or the cost of the gasoline, plus the retailer's markup, plus the delivery, and then there is sales tax, which averages 53 cents per gallon across the United States. The highest state tax is in California, 61.2%, or 61.2 cents. Let's just call it 61 cents, state tax. Then you add the federal tax. Then you add the local tax. In the lowest is Alaska, which is 15 cents a gallon. Second lowest is Missouri, which is 17 cents a gallon. Now, let me give you these numbers. So if the average tax, I'm sorry, if the federal tax now is 18.4 cents a gallon, and the president wants to increase it by 25 cents more, that's a 136% increase over the current federal component of gasoline tax. That's just of the federal component. So that means that if the average price per gallon tax, state and local and federal, is 53 cents a gallon, and President Trump wants to add 25 cents more to that, that's going to bring the average to 78 cents a gallon. 78. That's almost a dollar a gallon. That absolutely frosts me. Going from 18 cents a gallon to 25 cents a gallon is a 136% increase. Has he lost his mind? He's giving away and authorizing money, digits, to be squandered to who knows where, because the government won't tell us where it went. It's being squandered, and yet he wants to charge us another 136% more gasoline tax. It absolutely frosts me that he wants to do this, or that he would support this, or he would endorse this. He has, if that's true, he has lost his mind to give it to 5G. So we get locked down to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. We get businesses shut down to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And then he wants to weaken our immune systems by implementing infrastructure of 5G, more microwaves. President Trump, I ask you, have you lost your mind? Did you ever take a science class? Seriously. Have you ever cooked a cup of coffee in a microwave oven? Did it work? Did it get hot? What do you think that 5G is? It's microwaves. Are you trying to kill us all? Finish off the rest of us? Are you listening to morons and bozos with individual agendas that want to see us all dead? How's that going to work when you want your roads built? I'm furious. I thought it was just me, but I was watching a rerun of Columbo after I came in and collapsed last night from working on the farm. And there was Lieutenant Columbo on the screen, and he got angry. He pounded his fist on the desk. I thought it was just me. Columbo did it too.
You know, can I just comment on what you just said, please?
Sure.
Solution-wise, what we need, we have a Surgeon General, we have all these government workers, we're 90%, we need a 90% reduction in government workers. Most of them are incompetent, and most of them care more about manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and own self-preservation. Now, what we need is an anti, with all these generals and all these government heads, where you can't even fire these people, President Trump, we need an anti-political correct general. Have a PC general that represents truth for the benefits of the bottom 93%. Because nothing we do works, okay? Whether it be discrimination, affirmative action, quotas, whether it be using the black community, using women, using everybody. You know, it's gotten to the point where if you're a poor, middle-class, white, male, heterosexual with a Christian name, you can't even control your own destiny. When you allow the delegitimization of work and lowering the bars of standards and demanding no rights under the rule of law, while you're enabling the same people who are enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies with a liability immunity and all this wealth inequality, and we give free lunch to the elite around every corner, we need an anti-political correct general. That's the best thing that we need. Our own attorney general, you've had coups against you, for crying out loud. Coups! What the hell is our attorney general doing? What we need, instead of gas tax, Mr. President, we need laws of excess. The people get together. Nobody should have a net worth over $10 million. How about that? All this funding, Black Lives Matter, all these articles we've given over the years from Bill Gates and the funding of George Soros and all these, you know, Black Lives Matter, literally having it's a money laundering shell company for Democrats called Act Blue. Why don't we stop the funding, stop the propaganda, stop all the agendas that are occurring, that, you know, with forced austerity, crashing the economy, delegitimizing work, ending free markets, getting rid of cash, getting rid of patriotism, having technology control everybody, social distancing to make us submissive, hiding Joe Biden, creating domestic violence and depression, eliminating the Constitution, creating starvation, depopulation, eliminating free speech, reducing our immune system, forced lockdowns, all this stuff, all these agendas. If we can stop the funding from the corrupt elite at the top, because no one has the guts to arrest and indict these people, I can't see any other solution. Unless the elite just sit back and allow everybody to kill each other in the bottom 93%, while the elite run to their Cook Islands, run to New Zealand, run to their yachts, run to their bunkers, in their thousands and thousands of acres of ranches. And we can't do a damn thing about it, because the elite are funding us to use against each other. We are allowing the elite to destroy us. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. We are de-evolving by plan. Now, we've talked ideas and solutions and suggestions on this show to the cows come home, to we're blue in the face. And we don't see anybody in government taking any of these suggestions, because God forbid they don't get credit for an idea. Because they're so worried manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation, they don't give a damn about the bottom 93%.
It used to be said, if you can't get a job, you can always work for the government. That's what we used to say, like in the 70s.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, just to recap, here at USA Prepares, early in the beginning of the very, very early days of the coronavirus, we predicted the corona panic, we predicted the protests, we predicted the supply chain disruptions, we predicted the truckers refusing to make deliveries, all of which were absolutely accurate. And now, if our government decides to squander money on alleged infrastructure improvements such as 5G, more microwaving of every living thing on the planet, I predict, I'm not advocating, but I predict that there will be more fires. There will be the burning of businesses in the 5G business. There will be burning of the towers in the United States of 5G towers. Because there's no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason to go faster, faster, faster. Do we really need to be able to download a movie in a couple of minutes? Do we really need that? We are going so fast right now that motorcycles are crashing into the back of stopped cars because they can't stop fast enough. That's how fast we're going. We don't need to go faster, Elon Musk, between the United States and Europe. We don't need to go so fast that we can't react in time to stop or swerve or maneuver to prevent collisions. We don't need to go faster. We need to do better with less. We need to economize. We need to save fuel and stop boring holes through the atmosphere. That's what we need to do. We need to be polite. We need to restore education. We need to teach people the golden rule. Stop throwing litter out the windows. Helping people rather than pummeling them with guns and tasers and tear gas and smoke grenades and armored vehicles. The Pentagon has released, actually I said that wrong, unleashed equipment on the United States people through the police departments, weapons of war. I'm talking about automatic guns, automatic weapons, grenade launchers, etc., including pistols, automatic pistols. They're equipping the police with all this stuff. Weapons of war, armored vehicles. Really, why? So you see some protests, and what do the police do? They escalate with armored vehicles. Is that necessary? I don't think so. The people have had it. And you know what? The people outnumber the government. There are more people than there are people in the government. Wake up! Stop lying to the bottom 93%. Stop it! Stop taxing us into oblivion. And now the cops are saying, well, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's really rough putting on that uniform. People think that we're all the same. Of course they do. Of course. All you guys with your costumes and your body armor and your billy clubs and tasers and all the rest of that. Of course the people think you're all the same. Because you haven't cleaned house. Yet. Since the beginning of time. Rich?
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, folks, don't worry about so much the left-right paradigm, because the so-called experts and a lot of official authorities have been bought and paid for to basically carry the narrative. You know, it's just like when Obama was caught on a hot microphone telling the Russians he would have flexibility after the next election. Just think if President Trump did that. He'd be arrested right now for collusion, treason, and sedition, okay? Remember George Soros at Davos, Switzerland, he said that Trump will not be reelected because they are going to make sure the bubbles pop. And remember, a lot of so-called celebrities like Bill Maher was calling for an economic crash. Everything is fake. Everything is phony. Everything is designed for divide and conquer strategies, and to be distracted with breads and circuses, and to be dumbed down by public and government institutions. It's designed this way. It's in the books. It's in the templates. It's in the blueprint, the playbook, the flowchart for destruction. All you got to do is read Marx, the Communist Manifesto, Alinsky, Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School. It's all in there. They're going play by play. They're going by the numbers. It's the whole plan is there. There would
Rich,
not be, if everybody who is rioting right now read that, they would realize they're being duped.
Rich, let's cut right to the chase. Let's just say it the way it is. The definition of a traitor is a person who betrays another, a cause, or any trust. A person who commits treason by betraying his or her country. So a traitor betrays trust, a cause, or any trust. Anyone involved in deploying 5G has betrayed our trust. Is a traitor. Anyone. So if you're in government and you support 5G and you want to deploy that so more people die, you're a traitor. You've committed treason. And what's the penalty for treason? I think it's too light.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.